Dolls teaches sing in Brazil with drama.
This is Giles Peterson saying welcome to our fourth edition of our Brazilian podcasts with Brahma. Over the last three podcasts, we've covered Rio de Janeiro, the sound of baile funk, we've done the roots of samba, and the phenomenon that is bossa nova. Now we're in Sao Paulo, and we've been invited to the house of one of the country's most exceptional musical families, the home of the Rodriguezes. The father is Jair Rodriguez. He's arguably Brazil's best-known samba singer, and he's also a household name, after many years presenting the popular music TV show O Filho da Bossa. He did it with Elis Regina, the queen, the late departed queen of Brazilian music. He was in fact the very first black Brazilian to break through and to have a presence on mainstream TV. His son, Jair Oliveira, also known as Jazinho, is one of the country's most exciting new singer-songwriters. And his beautiful daughter, Luciana Miller, has a successful recording career as a new Brazilian soul artist. So it's kind of like the equivalent of us being invited round to Nat King Cole's for a barbecue. Know what I'm saying? Let's go.
Everybody, this is Jair Oliveira. Hey, Giles, it's great to have you here. Thank you. Please excuse my English because it's a little bit rusty, but it's a pleasure to have you all here. We are here at my house in Brazil, in São Paulo, Brazil, which is quite a nice place. It's a little bit far from São Paulo, so it's not in the middle of that crazy thing that São Paulo has, like traffic and the grayness, just like London. But here is much more greener, and if you hear the birds on the background, please don't be scared. Because we are in São Paulo. We are having like a churrasco, which is something very typical from Brazil. It's like a barbecue. We do that like almost every weekend here in Brazil, and we invite family and friends, and it's all good. You are going to talk to my family, to my dad, to my sister as well. So it's going to be good. We're going to talk about music and everything about our family. So we're going to sing as well. And play some stuff, because I'm releasing my new album called Simples, which means simple, and it's my fourth album. And I'm also working on a movie that is going to be out till the end of the year as well. And this movie is called Desafinados, and Desafinados means the off keys. Basically. And I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm actually producing my sister again for her fifth album, I think. And I'm doing a lot of stuff. Thank God. Because I love what I do. I love writing music and playing and, you know, being in the studio and being a producer, being an arranger. So I do that most of my time. This is Jair Oliveira. And I'm playing this tune called Braços de Iemanjá from my new album. Berimbau gemeu cantou. Capoeira levantou.
beber, embalde meu canto, capoeira levantou, sol caiu, mar, e lá vou eu pros braços de Iemanjá. Sol caiu no mar e lá vou eu pros braços de Iemanjá. Berimbau meu cantor, capoeira levantou. Berimbau é meu canto, capoeira levantou, sol caiu, mar, e lá vou eu pros braços de Iemanjá. Sol caiu, mar, e lá vou eu pros braços de Iemanjá. Cadê poeira? Cadê esse pó? Hoje se pode arueira, capoeira só. Cadê poeira? Cadê esse pó? Hoje se pode arueira, capoeira só. Cadê poeira? Cadê esse pó? Hoje se pode arueira, capoeira só. Cadê poeira? Cadê esse pó? Hoje se pode arueira, capoeira só. Cala a boca, compadre, joga, joga as pernas pro alto. Roda tudo junto com a roda, joga tudo num salto. Cala a boca, compadre, joga, joga as pernas pro alto. Joga tudo junto com a roda, roda tudo num salto. Aê, 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 aê.
My family, I was born into music, so my dad's first success was in 1964, but he began his career, I think, a few years before that, like in 1960 here in Brazil. I think he released around 45 records during his career, and is still working a lot, still playing a lot and traveling a lot. Music is something that unites us, that brings us together, and myself and my sister, we love that. We love being around our dad and asking him about the 1960s in Brazil, the 1970s, which was a great era for Brazilian music. And my dad, he had a chance to work with the greatest here in Brazil. He worked a lot with Elis Regina, he worked with everybody. I mean, everybody here in Brazil worked with my dad. And so he has a lot of things to say, and I think he will tell you a lot of interesting stuff. All right, Giles, so I think we should stop right now for a little while because we are all hungry here. and let's have some barbecue. It's nice outside. And I think after that, I think you could talk to my dad. He has many stories to tell. And maybe after that, we could sing a little bit. And then you could talk to my sister. That's good, right? That's a good plan for today. All right.
Olha o rei dos cabretos aí, velho. Ao romper da madrugada, na capela bate o sino. Em casa que mulher manda, até o galo canta fino. Em casa que mulher manda, até o galo canta fino. Segura!
Ao romper da madrugada, na capela bate o sino.
Olha, pô, pô.
Em casa que mulher manda, até o galo canta fino.
O rei dos cabritos.
Em casa que mulher manda, até o galo canta fino.
Menino brinca com boneca, menina joga bola de chuteira e de calção. O gato dorme lá no canto da cozinha e o rato faz cirandinha bem em cima do fogão. De
ao romper da madrugada, na capela bate o sino.
Ei, rato danado.
Em casa que mulher manda, até o galo canta fino.
Seu bem.
Em casa que mulher manda, até o galo canta fino.
O homem quando acorda, faz a cama, limpa o pó, arruma a casa e lava a roupa. Enquanto ela vai na costureira, ele cuida das crianças e à noite dorme de touca.
Eu, hein?
Lunch, it was time to speak to the main man himself, Jair Rodriguez.
Okay, então, let's begin. Eu me chamo Jair Rodriguez de Oliveira, pseudônimo, não é? Jair Rodriguez.
My name is Jair Rodriguez. I started in 1962 as a crooner in the Sao Paulo nightclubs. I still live in Sao Paulo, and today we are here at my son's house, Jair Oliveira. When I first started listening to music in the 50s, there were lots of big bands and orchestras, and that's what attracted me. The trombone, the trumpet, the sax, the flute. They got me excited. Whenever I record, I pay particular attention to the instruments, the guitars, the brass, and the strings.
Tínhamos Chico Buarque de Holanda, Elis Regina, Gilberto Gil, Caetano Veloso, Djavan, Wilson, já falecido, Wilson Simonal, Jorge Benjô, Alcione, Bete Carvalho, Clara Nunes, né? O Roberto Carlos e quem mais podemos dizer? Tim Maia, né? Então, nós
E tínhamos também na época um grande espelho, que eram de outros artistas que já vinham dos anos 20, né? Lá dos anos 1920, então a gente tinha. E as
The 60s was a wonderful era, which was characterized by a lot of talent, and we all knew each other, and it was a really good time. There was lots of music on the television, live shows and on the radio and festivals in universities. And I feel a lot of nostalgia for that because there doesn't seem to be those vehicles for young musicians today. It's become more disposable and there are less opportunities.
A maior parte dessas músicas são todas descartáveis e músicas ruins.
I feel a lot of nostalgia for that time. It was a great time, especially for me.
Porque na época nós estávamos, né, com estava o Brasil, né, com um grande sucesso que era a bossa nova. E era uma época também de grandes músicas como boleros, né, Lúcio Gatica, Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Aretha Franklin e outras, né? E
before 1964, the bossa nova movement was at its peak, and internationally there was Sinatra, Aretha Franklin. So when I came along in 1964 and did my track Deixe Pra Lá, a lot of people were asking who I was. They hadn't heard it before. It was revolutionary. For me, it's amazing to be cited as one of the precursors to rap, and I get a lot of love from rappers.
E ultrapassei 1963, quando foi 1963.
I've been working for 44 years, and I've made 44 albums. My new album is called Black Soul. I've had a wonderful career and loved it. And now I see the next generation through my children, Jair Oliveira and Luciana Melo, who are working on turning back Brazilian popular music in a way that it's quality again. Because there's too much poor music out there.
There's muita coisa dentro do hip hop, muita coisa dentro do rap, muita coisa dentro do samba, muita coisa dentro de outros ritmos que eu não gosto. Sabe? Não gosto. Tem letras ofensivas, letras pornográficas, né? Letras de...
In all the new styles, there's a lot of good things. I like Rapping Hood and Marcellus Dodore, but at the same time, there are elements I don't like. Lyrics are offensive and pornographic, and it's bullshit. But there's always good in new types of music.
Vou dizer uma coisa aqui que eu acho também muito justo. E perfeito. O samba é a base da música popular brasileira. Pode acreditar.
There will always be samba. It will always be in Brazilian popular music. Samba is the air we breathe. It's our Brazilian standard.
A música que acho que resume a alma da
There are different samba. Types of samba. The 2x4, the 4x4, and even the 3x4. There's the samba school samba with the percussion instruments. They can make samba out of all instruments, and outside of Brazil, there's lots of research that goes into its structures and instruments. If you give me a Chinese tune, I'll make a samba out of it.
E eu, inclusive, gravei a música. Chama-se Aquarela do Brasil. Ah, abra a cortina do passado, tira a mãe preta do cerrado, bota o rei Congo no congado. Brasil, Brasil, pra mim, pra mim, deixa cantar de novo o trovador, a merencória, a luz da lua, toda a canção do meu amor. Quero ver essa dona caminhando pelos salões, arrastando seu vestido rendado. Brasil, Brasil. Eu acho que essa música retrata a alma do samba brasileiro.
Wow, that was truly amazing to have hung out with such a legend, Jair Rodriguez. His son, Jairzinho, Jair Jr., was already waiting for us back upstairs with his guitar ready to play some more music.
All right, everybody, Jairz, we are back here. As you remember, I was telling you about my new album here in Brazil called Simples, and... Yes, Giles, my family works a lot around samba, not only about music, but specifically about samba. It's been about samba for quite a while, and I had the influence, the direct influence from my dad's music. And he is like a samba singer. So, I mean, it's inevitable that my own work had the influence of samba, and I play a lot of samba, and my sister also, she plays. Well, of course, I'm from a new generation, and we kind of mix things up a little bit with, we try to mix samba with jazz and samba with funk and samba with many other styles of music, but the main thing is, of course, samba. So I'm gonna play some songs of mine and demonstrate that influence, that the influence of samba in my own work. Instead of, I think, of playing the record, I think I should play some live tracks here for you. And okay, let's do that. And maybe I'll also play like a classic, like a standard here in Brazil called Garota de Ipanema. I think everybody knows that tune. Okay, so I'll do it. Okay.
Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou. Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou. Estava eu sossegada, o samba se aproximou. Como quem quer quase nada, meu coração conquistou. Chegou seduzindo, falando baixinho. Chegou no ouvido, me levou no papo e no sapatinho. Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou. Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou. Estava eu indefesa, o samba se apresentou. E me pegou de surpresa, meu corpo então se entregou. No meio da noite, o samba me arrastou. Disseram que eu cantei, mas foi ele quem me cantou. Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou. Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou. Estava eu indefesa, o samba se apresentou. É, e me pegou de surpresa, meu corpo então se entregou. Mas no meio da noite, o samba me arrastou. Disseram que eu cantei, mas foi ele quem me cantou. Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou. Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou. Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou. Eu não cantei, cantei não, senhor. Disseram que eu cantei o samba, mas foi o samba quem me cantou.
So this is my version of Girl from Ipanema. It's kind of like this.
Coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela, menina que vem, que passa, num doce balanço a caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah, beleza que existe. Ah, beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo inteirinho se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Cheia de graça, ela menina que vem que passa, num doce balanço a caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Estou tão sozinho. Ah, porque tudo é tão triste. Ah, beleza que existe. Ah, beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo inteirinho se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Por causa do amor. Por causa do amor.
Alright, Giles, enough of my stuff. I think it's time for you to meet my sister. She is a beautiful girl, has a strong voice, and her name is Luciana Mello. I'm gonna call her because she's downstairs having a barbecue. Lu, vem, come here. Time to work, baby. Okay, she's coming. Okay, Giles, can I ask you a favor? Like, I really want to interview my sister.
Okay.
I would really love that. So can I do that? All right.
Yeah, you can do that, man. I was never. You don't know anything about me. That's okay.
Hello, Luciana. How are you?
Hi, Jair. Fine, and you?
So tell us about your projects, about your life and music, about your family.
My family. You're my family. You're part of my family.
That.
You're my brother. You're my producer. Jair is the guy doing this project with me now. We've been doing it for the past, like, he's been my producer for the past 6 years, and we're doing now my new album. Doesn't have a name yet because we're still producing it, but we're starting it off. I mean, we have the idea of what the project will be. Has the influence of Brazilian music, of the samba, of course, and of R&B and hip-hop and soul music, which I've been listening to that since I was a kid. So this is what we're working at the moment, my CD. And we have the samba project too together, right, Jair?
Oh, yeah, of course. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a project, it's a parallel project to our careers, which is just samba. We're planning to sing like the classics. And we've been planning this for a while now, like for years. But we couldn't do that in the beginning because it was kind of, we were focusing on our career and what we wanted to track for ourselves. And but of course, we never forget the samba. And also because of my father, which is well known all over the world and especially in Brazil. So we wanted to kind of track our own ways first before doing this project. And now it's the time. Now I guess it's the time because people know me already here in Brazil, know Jair already, and they know, now they can understand the difference between this project and a career project, right? Singing samba, singing what we've been listening to since we were small, and singing what we love. Especially that, right? Okay, so Jair, it was a great day, wasn't it?
Great day.
Giles, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah.
And again, sorry for my English now. It's been a while I don't speak.
Perfectly.
I've been trying. So we're going to stay with the caipirinha de carambola.
Oh, yeah. Let's
They're
drink
doing
that.
It downstairs, so let's run downstairs.
Yeah, but before let's play.
Let's play. Since I was talking about our influence and samba and everybody else, we're going to sing from Jorge Benjor, Que Maravilha and Mais Que Nada. Thank
after
you.
That, caipirinha.
Caipirinha of carambola. And music forever.
Tchau.
Tchau, tchau.
Lá fora está chovendo, mas assim mesmo eu vou correndo só pra ver o meu amor. E ele vem todo de branco, todo molhado, lindo e despenteado. Que maravilha, que coisa mais linda que é o meu amor. Lá fora está chovendo, mas assim mesmo eu vou correndo só pra ver o meu amor. E ela vem toda de branco, toda molhada e despenteada. Que maravilha, que coisa mais linda que é o meu amor. Por entre bancários, automóveis, ruas e avenidas, milhões de buzinas tocando sem cessar. E ela vem toda de branco, linda e muito tímida, com a chuva molhando o seu corpo que eu vou abraçar. E o que eu quero é sambar.
este samba que é misto de maracatu. É samba de preto velho, samba de preto tu. Mais que nada, um samba como esse tão legal, você não vai querer que eu chegue no
what you call an introduction to Sao Paulo, right? Thank you so much to Jair Rodriguez, Jazinho and Luciana for their hospitality, the great food and the amazing live music. Obrigado. On the next edition of Giles Peterson in Brazil with Brahma, we're going to be hitting the streets of Sao Paulo. And we're going to be finding out more about the heaving metropolis. And if you're into your hip-hop, you're in for a treat. Until then, ciao. Oh, and by the way, brahma.com/Giles Peterson for any information you might have missed.
Giles Peterson in Brazil with Brahma.
This has been a North 19 production.